This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Should most Americans get that $2,000 in COVID relief President Trump suddenly said he wanted to give them? The president finally signed the bill last night that would provide $600.
After several days of foot-dragging demanding larger relief checks, President Donald Trump signed the $900 billion pandemic relief package Sunday. The bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund the federal government through September, ending the threat of a government shutdown. The bill revives supplemental federal pandemic unemployment benefits, but at $300 per week, instead of the $600 per week benefit that expired in July. There are direct payments of $600 to individuals making up to $75,000 per year and couples making up to $150,000 per year. Trump threw the fate of the legislation in doubt by demanding $2,000 relief checks after the bill passed the House and Senate by wide margins. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Authorities in Nashville say Christmas bomber Anthony Warner was not on their radar before the explosion that killed him and injured three others. They're still trying to figure out why he did this. David Rausch is the director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
Combing through the leads and the information we have coming in, and we've got information coming in literally as we speak, that we'll comb through. We'll talk to a lot of people. There's a lot of interviews taking place right now.
He was on the Today Show this morning. Out of prison, Full House actress Lori Loughlin was released this morning from a prison in California, where she did 2 months for paying $500,000 in bribes to get her two daughters into college. We've learned the NFL has fined the Baltimore Ravens $250,000 for violating COVID-19 protocols. 23 Baltimore players wound up on the league's reserve COVID-19 list. This is AP News. The AP's Shelley Adler has one health expert's view of what to expect from the coronavirus in the next few weeks.
Dr. Arthur Kaplan is with New York University's Grossman School of Medicine.
Sadly, I think we've got a dark period to go through with more deaths, more infections, more hospitalizations.
And with new variants of COVID-19 showing up, it's more important than ever to wear a mask.
I think it's very likely that the new strain will spread all around the world. I think we can slow it down. And it's important to do that so we can study it and understand it. I think many people are panicked that it's got a much higher transmission rate, and that is something to be concerned about.
Kaplan adds he's been told that the vaccines will cover most mutations. I'm Shelley Adler.
Pope Francis says the new year will be dedicated to the family. Remember to say thank you, he says, and pardon me, and sorry. He spoke at the Vatican yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.